When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery. I'm being joined right now by the beautiful Tatiana from the Tatiana James YouTube channel. Today, we're going to share with you guys five habits of young millionaire entrepreneurs. Now, we've both been blessed to have achieved success and become millionaires at young ages. Tatiana, when she was 24 years old, myself at 27 years old. So you beat me by 3 years. But a big reason why we were able to become successful at a young age is because of the habits that we're going to share with you guys today. But also really because when you're young, if you're here watching this right now, you're a teenager, you're in your 20s and 30s, understand you have the greatest asset in the world, which is time. It's what everybody wants. It's what everybody would give up all their money, everything for, is to have what you have, which is your youth and the time that you have on your side. And we've both been blessed to have been exposed to entrepreneurship at a young age. We're both blessed that we live in a day and age where we can leverage the power of the internet, which is the reason how and why we have been able to become successful. It's an opportunity that's available on the internet for young people that our parents, our grandparents never had before. And so taking advantage of that, but also being exposed to self-improvement, education. The internet provides so many ways to educate yourself and learn much faster than our parents and grandparents had before. So I got into self-development when I was 17 years old in entrepreneurship, Tatiana at 20 years old. And that is such a life-changing thing. The fact that you guys are here, we commend and respect you because you're investing in yourself, you're learning, you're thinking about your future. And so we want to share with you guys the habits that can help you set yourself up for being successful, a millionaire, or whatever it is that you want to achieve in your life. So Tatiana, do you want to kick it off?
Sure. Okay, so number one is the habit of delayed gratification. As a young person, you have often more time on your hands and fewer responsibilities than an adult. And that is a huge advantage. And sometimes you don't even realize how much of an advantage that is if you're a teenager. The years go by and it's so easy to get so caught up in high school and drama and social life. Like your social life is everything for you. And those years get, you know, pass by, you're kind of in some ways wasting that time. I know when I look back at high school, it's like, why did I spend so much time just involved in the drama of my social life instead of using that time to actually learn? And so I would invite you to consider how you can create more time to spend that time doing something that's going to benefit your future self. And education is going to be so powerful for you. Using this time to educate yourself, read books, go to seminars, find mentors, it's really going to help you in the future. And so oftentimes as young people, it's kind of the time to kind of have a party phase and spend the weekends going to parties and just having that social life. But ultimately, like, do you really expect to become successful when every weekend is spent going to parties? And, you know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have fun, because at the same time, you don't want to have regrets that you didn't enjoy your youth. You certainly do. But you want to find balance. And that's where the delayed gratification comes in. I can speak from experience. In my 20s, I spent that time really focusing on growing myself, doing the self-development, doing the work, putting in the effort, building my business. I really didn't have a social life other than hanging out with Stephan. That was the only social life I had. It was work, my online business, my self-development, and my relationship. And I made that sacrifice as my friends were going out and having fun. And I would go out sometimes, but not regularly. And I am so grateful for that, because I would much rather trade having a little bit more fun in my early 20s, partying, for what I get to experience now. You know, I know that now in my 30s, I can retire, which is incredible. So I would encourage you to really use this time to just learn. Learn as much as you can. Learn from people who have the success that you want to achieve. And just grow. Self-development is everything. I'm sure I wouldn't have been successful. I wouldn't have become that millionaire at 24 years old had it not been for the self-development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just utilizing the situation that you're in. You know, maybe you live with your parents. Well, that's an opportunity for you to save money to get ahead, or to kind of leverage the fact that they're taking care of you. You have those less responsibilities, mm-hmm. so that you can spend more time working on your business or on your future. But to add to what you said, both of us have made tremendous sacrifices to get to where we are today. Because part of getting what you want in life is knowing what you have to give up in order to have it. So you're gonna have to give up some of that short-term, immediate, instant gratification. And there's a lot of temptations. I get it. You know, I remember times for myself, a lot of my friends inviting me out to go for a party, to go clubbing, to go hang out, to have fun. But I had to discipline myself to say no at times and have boundaries, because I was willing to focus and dedicate my weekends for my future. I was willing to invest that time for my future freedom that I wanted to have. And I always looked at it as, you know, if I pay a price now and I sacrifice, really, what am I really sacrificing? Fun? Most often you don't remember that stuff. When I look back at my 20s, the times I did have fun, going out drinking with my friends, you don't really remember those nights anyways because you're drunk or whatever it might be. So there's some memories that I look back upon and I do appreciate. And again, we're not saying you can't still do that, but I realized that if I wanted to get further ahead, both of us, we had to dedicate this time to do what other people are not willing to do. And that's the nature of what success is. Someone that is successful, someone that is in the 1%, is doing something different than the 99%. And the 99% will look at that person in the 1%, or that person on the journey to being in the 1%, and look at them like they're crazy. And what are you doing? No, you got to enjoy yourself. And you know, they're missing out on life or whatever. But meanwhile, when you really do a comparison between you and your friends 10 years, 20 years from now, let's see where you end up, and then we'll see where they end up. And so you have to think long-term. You got to think ahead, which is the key component of delaying that gratification. When you think ahead, because I know for also, we're always thinking ahead, but also saving money, investing money, because when you're young and you got time on your side, if you start saving and investing and starting a business and learning, that pays dividends in your future. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you learn something or you take actions in your business, you're planting seeds, you don't really see the result of that. Sometimes not till 10 years in the future, 20 years in the future, 30 years in the future. And that's how far you got to think. And for us, we so happened to have achieved success way faster than we would have imagined, but we were thinking 10 years, 20 years out, and we still are to this day. So that's such a powerful one.
And definitely just saving money is very important, because as a teenager in your 20s, like you probably have a job, you're making money. So you can save that money. It's easy to go and blow that money on something that you want, like a snowboard or whatever it may be. But if you can save that money to invest into your business, that's amazing.
Yeah. And don't worry about what everyone else says, guys. Yeah. You know, again, let's see who goes further in life. Right, and that's where you got to focus, is where you want to go, and they're going to live for the present and the moment, but you have to almost live for the future, and you're going to miss out on some of the great things you can experience in the moment at times, but 5-10 years from now, 20 years from now, when you're in your 30s or 40s, you'll be able to have freedom. You'll be able to make up for all that lost time. You'll be able to go partying and traveling and doing all those things, whereas your friends, they're going to be struggling and stressed out, and you know, they're going to have more all those responsibilities, but because they didn't plan for that time, they're going to have a much harder time in their 30s or 40s or 50s than you're going to have, because you're willing to dedicate and sacrifice in your 20s and your 30s. So the second habit is the habit of self-improvement. Very important, because you're only going to go as far as yourself. your beliefs, your mindset, your habits. So you are the number one resource in your life. More important than your business, your investments, is to invest in you. That's the greatest investment that you can ever make. And so when we talk about self-improvement, that's learning every day. The habit of every day reading books, studying success, reading entrepreneurship, reading about money, reading about investing, reading about habits and mindset and belief systems and everything that can support you to being successful and getting to where you want to go. We both, every day, we read for 30 minutes at least. We go through online courses. We're always trying to shorten the learning curve by learning from other people's experiences. Right, and that's really how you can compress decades into days. That's how you can compress time and achieve success at a much faster pace. Because if it took this other person 20 years to become a millionaire, you don't have to go through 20 years like they did. You can compress that by learning from them, learning from their 20 years of experience, so that you can learn the path towards success, what to avoid, the mistakes that they made, the failures to look out for, and that ensures that you can get there much faster. So that's how you always shortcut things, is by learning from other people, investing in courses. For us with online businesses, there's no university course that's gonna teach how to sell on Amazon, how to do YouTube videos and social media marketing and things like that, because it's changing every single year. And universities are so slow to adapt to that. So the way that you got to learn about business and the opportunities of today is often not from the traditional education system. The traditional education system, I hate to say it, it's not designed to help you to become successful. It's not designed to help you become a millionaire. To become a millionaire, you're going to have to become an entrepreneur where you start your own business and you're not just limited working for somebody else, trading your time for money. You've got to learn about business and entrepreneurship and marketing and sales and accounting and all of what's working today to take advantage of it. And that's from people that are doing it today. People that have courses and resources and information that's working today that you can learn from, that are relatable, that you can connect with, rather than just a textbook or a professor that's never done it before. So always be learning, guys. Self-improvement, working on yourself, whatever's holding you back. If you procrastinate, if you're lazy, if you struggle with motivation, if you struggle with not finishing things, there's many resources available for you to invest in and to learn from that can help you get better, and that's going to pay incredible dividends in your future.
So the third one is taking action. So naturally, as a young person, you might be more impulsive. It's actually a hormonal thing, but you can use it to your advantage by taking massive action towards your success. I know for myself, one of the reasons why I was able to become successful was actually my naivete, was my, in some way, an ignorance for what's to come. Because if I was told to do something by someone that I trusted, someone I respected, someone I looked up to, then I would just do it. You know, I wouldn't come up with a million and one excuses or reasons why I can't, reasons why I don't know how to do this, I don't have the resources, I don't have this, I don't have that. I would just go ahead and take action and do it. And so I think now, like looking back, you know, as I become older, as you become older, you know, your brain kind of changes and you start to have less plasticity in your brain, and you start to build your own belief systems, and you're more rigid in your way of thinking. You're not as flexible with your opinions, and it can be to your disadvantage. When you're young, you're open-minded, you're there, you're like a sponge. Everything is new. You're willing to learn something new, and that's a huge advantage. So stay open-minded and just take massive action. Anything that you think that can help you get one step closer towards achieving your financial freedom, towards success, towards becoming the version of yourself that you want to be, then go for it. Just take massive action.
Yeah, and you're gonna have to hustle. You're gonna have to grind. You're gonna have to, you know, work your ass off. That's the reality of it. Success does not come easy. And sometimes, just to add to that, it's like, if you know the process, you probably wouldn't have started it, because the reality is there's a lot of challenges, ups and downs. There's much more work involved than you originally think. But because you're kind of naive to the process, the beginning, and you don't know all those steps, you just get started and you do it. And you learn as you go. And, you know, sure enough, you know, within a few years, you can really accomplish some incredible things. One thing I want to add to that too, though, is being an action taker, working hard, but also being a finisher. being able to finish what you start, complete things in your life. I think a lot of people, they start taking action, but they don't follow through enough to the very end. And they kind of, you know, take action on this idea, they do it for a little while, and then there's the next opportunity, they jump from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, they never finish anything. And that's a really bad habit to have, because in order for you to be successful, it's not just taking action, it's taking action over a continuous period of time. Focused action over months, in some cases years, on one idea to turn that into a reality. And because when you're younger, the age of social media and all the instant, immediate gratification we get, sometimes our attention span is a lot less. More and more, you know, people have attentional disorders with ADHD, and they have a hard time just sticking with one thing. So that's something you got to recognize within yourself and really stick with the things that you start and the goals that you set for yourself. The fourth habit is the habit of contribution. This is an important one, because the only way that you make money and become a millionaire is you get money from who? Other people. Other people have to give you money. That's how you make it. So the only way you make money is through contributing to other people's lives. As an entrepreneur, then that's coming up with an idea, a product, a service that solves people's problems. In fact, that's one of the definitions of an entrepreneur that I love. The definition of an entrepreneur is someone that solves people's problems at a profit. So you have to think outside the box. You have to be creative. You have to create something, a product, a service, be unique, be different than everybody else. You can't just try to fit in with everybody else and always, you know, expect to be told what to do. That's the difference of an entrepreneur versus an employee. An employee is someone, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. Most often, you know, they want to kind of have a box to fit in with, you know, fit into. And sometimes I find the education system stifles creativity, because in school, the professor, the teacher's like, all right, just study this, read this textbook. They're not teaching you how to use your brain, how to think smart, how to think outside of the box and do something different than everybody else. So as an entrepreneur, you have to have a continual focus on contributing to other people's lives. When you create a website, when you create content online on social media, when you create your product or your service, you got to be thinking, how can I improve it? Because by improving it, I'm adding more value. I'm contributing to more people's lives. And your income is in direct proportion to your contribution. If you want to make millions of dollars, find a way to help millions of people. Find ways to solve the problems of millions of people. You know, both of us, we've been successful on YouTube as an example, just as a side business, not even our core business, and had millions of people that have watched our videos, because we found a way to solve problems and add value to millions of people that come across our content. And through that, we've been able to be rewarded by that. And that could also be selling on Amazon and Shopify, on publishing books, creating online courses, whatever it might be. You're leveraging the internet for that, because the internet allows you to create scale, right? Like back in the day, still today, like if you have like a little shop or a little retail store, you're limited to selling your products to the local neighborhood, the local city. No longer anymore. The internet can allow you to sell all over the world. By selling a product on Amazon, you can sell all over the United States to hundreds of millions of people that could potentially buy your product, because you can leverage technology to scale and reach and impact more people. By starting a YouTube channel, you can reach millions of people, billions of people eventually if you want to. So that's the power of contribution, but you have to get outside of yourself, because often you get, you know, you can self-obsess over you making money, what you're gonna get. No, no, no. If you help enough people get what they want, then you can get what you want. So you gotta take your focus outside of yourself, find a way, create a product, and make it so incredible, so irresistible for other people that they're willing to give you money in exchange, and make them feel like they're getting the better end of the deal. Be comfortable with you getting ripped off and them feeling like, wow, I'm getting so much more value than what I'm paying for. You can do that, you'll create a raving fan, and money will flow into your life.
So the fifth one is setting goals for yourself. Young people are naturally more aspirational, more optimistic, and you can use this to your advantage to set goals for yourself, create a compelling vision for your life and for your future. You know, when you're a kid and you're making your Christmas list of gifts that you want, you don't hold back. You write down exactly what you want from Santa Claus. You're not worried about how much money mom or dad has. You're not worried about any of those things. You're just freely expressing yourself and your desires. You got to do the same thing when it comes to creating the vision for your life. You can't hold back. You got to write down exactly what it is that you want, because when you have a vision, then you have direction. You know where it is that you want to go. You know where you need to head. And it's the same thing with goals. Goals are very important. Goals are going to help keep you in check with your business. It's going to help you pave a path.
And when you're setting goals, they can be small ones too, right? Like sometimes when you have this big vision, you just got to break it down. Like, what's the goal that you can set and achieve this month? You know, what's the goal? What's the stepping stones? When you break down your vision, if you want to be a millionaire, break that down into smaller chunks that are achievable for yourself, so that you don't set these, you know, unrealistic goals or goals that are so huge that you feel disappointed every time because you keep coming up short because you didn't achieve what you said you're going to do. So break it down to small goals. For both of us, you know, when starting our business, the first goal was just pick a product, you know, pick a niche. The next one is, you know, putting your product out there on Amazon or setting up a website or putting out a YouTube video. And then, you know, how can we make our first dollar online? And then once you achieve that goal, then how can I make $100 online, and then $1,000, and then $5,000, and then $10,000, and you slowly build it up. So you got to take this goal of becoming a millionaire and break it up into bite-sized chunks and understand that at the beginning, it's always the hardest. You know, it's always going to take the longest when you first start your business to get your first customers or to start your YouTube channel, your social media, to get traffic to it, to kind of get that initial momentum. But once you start achieving those goals, you get that momentum, and then it starts coming more and more faster. Like, your business, your income can scale incredibly fast, but you've got to be able to get past that initial phase. And that's where goals are really helpful, to break it down, break down your vision, set goals, and focus on those goals on a regular basis. So there you have it. Those are the 5 habits of young millionaire entrepreneurs. If you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe here at Project Life Mastery for more videos on entrepreneurship, motivation, mindset, success. Subscribe to Tatiana James on YouTube as well. I'll link to her. Tatiana has a lot of incredible content for entrepreneurs that want to start selling on Amazon, Shopify, e-commerce. You can follow her journey and her advice at Tatiana James on YouTube. But thank you guys so much. We look forward to seeing you again in the next video. God bless. Take care. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.